The first and third Saturdays of every month are jazz nights at the bar in the Hotel Lafayette at 4th and Northampton Streets in Easton. This Saturday night, Dan DeCellis and his newly reformed trio premiere fresh tunes from 24-hour intervals, their soon-to-be-released record. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. I recently sat down with Dan DeCellis and talked about music and his life in improvisation.
When I went to college, I started playing a lot of jazz. I was the only pianist that was willing to try and improvise. I knew my chord changes, and so I started playing jazz. I started playing purely improvised stuff after being in college for a while. And I found people to play with. I just sort of went that direction for a long time and started the record label that I have and started releasing CDs and playing with people. And that was just sort of the direction I went for a long time. And I lived in Boston. I played with a bunch of people in Boston and in New York. And then when I finally moved out to Easton, I guess no more than about 3 years ago, I had met Doug Hawk and Ryan Carr, the two other guys in that group. And we originally just sort of got together and jammed a little bit and just made some, you know, the first time we got together, we played like reggae versions of Led Zeppelin tunes and things, you know, just sort of messing around. And suddenly I found myself writing music, writing pop tunes, I guess, or I love it all, I guess, really. I mean, I don't really know which one comes first. I mean, you know,
does the one type really inform the others, though?
I would say the out stuff that I do probably influences the in stuff that I do more. In that group in particular, I was sort of the instigator. I was the one that would drop the form and just sort of go with it for a while and see what would happen, as opposed to sticking with the changes. I mean, it's my tendency to probably want to go a bit out, because that's what I've been doing for so long. I used to have a hard time playing a straight form sometimes, you know, a pop form. It was actually very funny, where that seemed to be very easy for a lot of the other people that I had met. But for me, I was used to just sort of playing, you know, and improvising. So the experience that I had with that group definitely led to thinking perhaps a bit more melodically, as opposed to more maybe more textually or timbre or color or things like that, which is what I think a lot of the improvisation is more based around.
But the feeling, spirit, where you want to go biologically is in that genre where you can really experiment.
By far. I suppose, you know, in the end, when it comes right down to it, there's a bit of economics involved, much as I hate to admit it. You know, it'd be great if I could go out on a Friday or Saturday night and come home with $150 in my pocket after playing an improvised gig every weekend. But unfortunately, that's not quite the case. So I find myself doing more straight-ahead jazz now. I have my own trio that plays like written swing tunes and original tunes. I can make a little bit of money doing it, and I enjoy it just as much. But once again, you know, the truth of it is that, you know, the improvised music is probably my first love, because that's just sort of what I've been doing for like the last, you know, 10 years or so. And for me, it's a matter of trust. When a piece begins, I feel comfortable enough to know that I can trust either of them to do whatever needs to be done to the music, and I think that also comes back on me. I think they trust me, so that's always what it's been for me. I look at improvisation a lot as it's a conversation, and it's the three of us haven't gone to a bar and had a few beers together, but you know, I feel like we have. You know, we've gotten together and we've created something together, and a lot of that comes down to just trusting each other and knowing that they're going to do whatever is necessary to make this piece work, and vice versa, you know. So I think that's that confidence in each other and an understanding sort of where each other comes from, or at least musically, I think it's really important. But trust to me is always the big factor there.
Is listening as important or even more important than the actual act of what you're doing?
I'm a teacher privately, and I've not taught much improvisation, but I've always, in my mind, and one of the teachers I had when I lived in Boston always sort of talked about, you know, when you're improvising, I mean, if you come down to a really academic level of it, you know, when you're improvising, you have basically sort of three choices you can make. You can either augment something, you know, if something's going on, you can either try to lift it up or accompany it or work with it or develop it. You can sort of combat it, I suppose, if you want to use that word, which is basically, you know, if Gary is doing something, I can either throw something at it completely different just to act as the instigator there, or you can do nothing at all. You sort of have the choice of either working with something, working against something, or, you know, the choice of not playing is an equally valid choice. So mixed in with that, I think, is also just, is obviously listening, you know, because you need to, we're bouncing things off each other, and sometimes we're running together, sometimes we're running at each other, sometimes we're bouncing into each other, and, you know, so it's a mix of things.
Dan DeCellis, who performs this Saturday night with his newly reformed trio at the Lafayette Bar, 4th and Northampton Streets in Easton. Music will start at 9:30. There's more information online on Facebook at Jazz Night. That's N-I-T-E. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.